Good morning. 9:02 a.m., yes. Oh, Lord, help me. 9:02 a.m., Sunday, July the 16th, 2017. 71617. Part of Palindrome Week. Actually, Palindrome 10 days. Yeah, I'm out late. I was up late last night, which meant when the cats got me up at 4 o'clock, I said, okay, I will get up, I will feed you, and then I went back to bed, and I slept until 6. I have to say, I feel considerably better for having done that, for a couple of reasons. One was, while I was up at 4 o'clock, I took my glucose to just get a measurement for baseline purposes. I'm hanging right in around 140, 160. 140, 150, right in there for fasting blood work at fasting glucose at 7 a.m. No, 4 a.m. When I got up at 6, I took it again, and I knew it was going to be higher, but it wasn't as high as I was afraid it was going to be. It was 157, which is still not great, but not terrible. When I started this trip, when I got on this ride about 11 weeks, almost, well, 12 weeks ago, my fasting glucose was between 190 and 220. So I'd get up in the morning and I'd have these relatively large numbers. And eventually, and actually not too very, very, very long after that, with the weight loss and with the change in the diet, with the walking in the evening, knocking that nightly number down into the two-digit range, brought the morning glucose down. And that works. Good morning. Good morning. He's got a wide brim straw hat. I need to get one of those. Particularly if I'm going to be walking at this time of day, which I don't plan to, but still. So it's a... It's coming together. Tomorrow morning I have to go for my fasting blood work. And I need to be there at 7 o'clock. So if I get in early, if I get up early, I'll do the walk early so I can get it out of the way before I go do this blood work thing. The sooner I get there, the lower the number will be. And I want that fasting blood work number to be as low as I can make it. So today's going to be a heavy exercise day. I'm going to do a few extra push-ups. I'm going to do a little extra weight work. I'm going to walk at least 2 miles tonight on the treadmill. I might push it to 3. I got a good series I'm watching on YouTube. An hour as opposed to 40 minutes. Last night, I was up late last night because I didn't get my walk in early enough in the evening. And so I ran into a couple scheduling issues. Because Sunday night is our, not Sunday night, Saturday night is a standing trivia night. And I ran into some problems getting the walk in and making it to trivia. So I only got a half mile in before I had to step off the treadmill. And my glucose level was not in my happy place. It wasn't terribly high. It was like 127. But I really like to get that down into two digits. If I can. If before I go to bed. So there'll be a couple things that happen today. I'll have my snack late. I'll have my snack around 9 instead of at 8. Take my pills late. At 9 when I have my snack. Which I think of what I'm going to do for dinner. I had my treat for the week last night. Grilled steaks. They were spectacularly good. And beef. Oh my god. I only get beef once a week. And it was... Despite the fact that I had a really poor pot roast earlier in the week, I should probably count that because last night was this week's steak, not last week. But the bigger news, the more... the more emotionally significant news, and I'm not exactly sure why it's so emotionally significant, is that I got tired of having baggy pants. And the jeans that I have, I mean, they're holy, they're wearing out. I've poked a hole in the pocket, in the corner of the pocket where I carry my keys, where I carry my pens. They have a tendency to poke a hole in the pocket. And I repaired the hole by using fabric glue to fold the pocket. It's a little corner. So I folded the corner over and glued it down. So the hole was plugged. But it's right on the inside of the pocket, so it scratches against my leg. It's kind of a pain in the butt. It's not exactly the most comfortable patch. Every time I put my hand in my pocket, I feel that it's like a short-sheeted bed for my fingers. So I went out yesterday and I bought a pair, just one pair, because actually I didn't want to mess around in the changing room and I wasn't sure I was actually going to be able to fit. Bought a pair of 32-inch waist Wranglers. 32-30s. I have to roll the cuff up an inch, but... if I wore my boots, my cowboy boots with the higher heel, I could wear these without rolling the cuff. So I'm wearing a pair of regular fit, not the relaxed fit, not the flat board pants, regular fit 3230 Wranglers this morning. And I tried them on last night. I put them on last night, actually, early in the evening. And it was... it was an amazing feeling. It was, I don't know quite how to, I don't know how to explain it. I don't think you can really explain feelings. It's, why do I feel this way? Well, I suppose if you're really sad and your dog dies, that's probably reason. But I'm down to 171, 171, 172. Depends on how much water I've had to drink. I need to drink more water. I've noticed the last couple of days, last week or so, I have not made the switch over to water early enough. I did go to the farmer's market. I think I mentioned that yesterday morning, debating on whether or not to go. And in fact, I did. I did a grocery run and then headed over to the farmer's market. Got a bunch of fresh green beans. Got a bunch of snow pea pods, because I can have snow pea pods, I just can't have the peas. And I like snow pea pods. These are a little bit gone. They're a little bit too far along in the season, but they're still tasty. And I'm eating them as if they're just thin and flat and don't have little nascent peas growing inside. So I got fresh veg. I got a really overpriced bunch of carrots. But I wanted to try them and see if they were that much better than the store-bought. And these weren't. They weren't particularly interesting. They were fresh, I give you that. They were fresh. I'm not sure of the variety. I think they were probably Young Imperator. They weren't any of the funny colored carrots or any of the short, chunky carrots. Looked like just regular carrots. What else did I get? Oh, I got some zucchinis. I got some zucchinis so I can make calabovitas tonight. Tonight, perhaps. I don't. Let's look and see what else I got. Monk post. Say it with me. Sorry about the sequence there. That was. Wasn't helpful. So I did my meditation this morning on the first bit, and I plugged in Pandora to do a little soundtrack. This morning I felt the need for some bouncy music. I'm just barely crawling this morning. I'm not walking very fast. I'm not walking very hard. Should probably be walking a little bit harder. The breeze is lovely. The sun is hot. The sun is really hot. It's an interesting smell. I can't tell what it is. So I'm wearing 34s. I'm wearing not 34s. I'm wearing 32s. I'm wearing a medium polo shirt. I need to trim my beard because I got too much beard for my body. It's just, you know, when I was a lot beefier, 20 pounds heavier, this beard was, seemed a little okay, perhaps a bit bushy. I need to cut this thing back. Lightening my load. It feels good to wear jeans that fit again. New jeans aren't my favorite. New jeans are always so stiff. They're too, actually too stiff. And these are too stiff. But get a little wear on them. Get a couple washings behind them. Hope they don't shrink too much. Sure, they'll shrink a little, but I've got a little extra room in them. More than I need to tuck in a shirt, so. I don't have any trouble getting my hands in my pockets. So yeah, these fit. I may go get another pair. Wear these a while and see what happens. The 34s were baggy. Bagging around my butt. I always felt like a shambling old man wearing those. Walking around, butt hanging down. Ah, a little bit of shade before the final sunlight push. I suspect the sunlight is good for me. I probably need some vitamin D. I got to go into my blood panel tomorrow. Counts my vitamin D low. I've heard about some interesting research into vitamin D and its link to insulin processing in the body. Particularly the calcium regulation. Good morning. Good morning. So with a reduced vitamin D level, calcium regulation of insulin absorption is reduced. And I wonder if adding just a vitamin D in the evening to my pill regimen would be something useful. Drinking more milk would help, because I've got A and D vitamin enriched skim milk. And it's something that I need to do, because I need to drink more milk. I need calcium. So perhaps the answer is, in the next 90 days, what I will do is make sure I drink at least 1 8-ounce glass of milk, 1 cup of milk a day. I get a lot of dairy, but I get it in yogurt. I don't get it necessarily in the milk. The breeze is making this possible. It's a beautiful breeze. It's a beautiful day, high thin clouds. In terms of summer days, if it would stay like this all day, if it would stay in the low 70s today, with low humidity and low temperatures, having the sun broiling the sidewalk would not be quite so bad. But it's supposed to be in the 90s again today. In fact, it's probably well into the 70s by the time I get back. I left it with 68. It's probably closer to 74 now. But it's a beautiful morning. I'm glad I got out. I'm glad I got the walk in. I'm glad I got the talk in. Now if I could just get some writing in. That is not a healthy sounding car. A truck. Ah. Well, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.